Welcome back to another Danger Cats podcast. It's me and Sherwood in the house. Just remember, all weekend long, if you're listening to this, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, all that shit, there's deals going on our website, so hit it up, dangercatshop.com. If you use the code podcast69, you'll receive 15% off your order, but there's other better deals on the site all weekend long, so definitely check them out. Also, this episode is brought to you by Old Smokes Coffee. Danger Cats got their own coffee with them. It's on our website. You can also check that out. Hell, grab a bag for Black Friday or Cyber Monday, whatever the fucking nerds are talking about. All right, we back. Sup, you little beach?
Not much. How you doing?
Good.
That was a bad way to start a podcast with an insult.
Yeah, I'm trying something new. Spicy. I woke up salty today, so I'm feeling...
Now you're saying that.
I'm older too now. Actually, it was my birthday. Yeah, that's what we forgot to bring up.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We didn't tell anybody that you're old now.
Yeah, I did. I decided getting pants shitting drunk on Thursday night, the night before I actually turned 29 years old. That's mm-hmm. how old I am now.
29.
Fuck, 29. Dude.
I know, that's me next
year. Dude.
I feel like I'm getting old too because my memory's going to shit because I'm pretty. Like, I'm certain I went out this weekend.
That's the weed.
You think it's the weed?
Certainly the weed.
Because I'm just like, man, I went out a couple nights ago and I can't remember what fucking night it was.
You went out Saturday and Sunday, you fucking piss willy.
No, I didn't go out. No, okay, it was Saturday. I didn't go out Sunday. Wow, like, I got to cut out back on the weed. Like, wow. That's bad.
That one just flew by you, hey?
Yeah, there's times where I... Fuck.
You didn't even invite me either.
What, on the Saturday?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I figured you were doing something.
No, I did nothing. I was so... I was laying in bed, man.
It was a weird Saturday anyways. Like, it wasn't even an invite out. My buddy was going out with some chick and a couple friends, and I was hungry. So I went there with them. Cactus. I love Cactus. I won't turn down an excuse to go to Cactus. It's happy hour all the time.
At Cactus Club?
That's happy hour all the time.
I feel like those are upscale white people to me.
The food's so... Like the Poke Bowl, man. You gotta get the Poke Bowl. The bowl of poke? So good. You just gotta poke this bowl. It's so tasty.
Brother, I'm still on sausages and sauerkraut.
Yeah, but if you just...
Street meat.
But if you just had a Poke Bowl, you'd understand. And it's so cheap.
I've had one.
Yeah, they're delicious. They're fucking delicious.
I know. I'm low-key fucking health freaks.
No, like, they're so good. And so yeah, we went there. And then they went to Central... And I had already said, I'm going to go to the strip club. Come to Central. I was like, okay. I went in there, bumped into like 8 people. Like, I didn't know them. I just physically bumped into them. And I was like, well, looks like I'm going to the Peelers. Going to Tina's. Went by myself.
The clubs now drive me mental. I can't do them. If you were like, hey, let's go to fucking, I don't even know a club off the top of my head.
Greta's as far of a club as I'll go.
Yeah.
And I was...
I'm talking like it's just dance floor. There's no seating. And like, you know, where the douchebags get a fucking bottle that sparkles because they want to feel like they're important.
Hey, just to let you know, I love getting a bottle.
I hate it.
I like it for the convenience. If I'm going to be in one of those clubs and like, I don't want to wait in the line of sweat and farts.
No, I'm with you on that.
Literally, all that is farts.
I'm talking about the flex of buying a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
So douchey, man. So douchey.
Hey, we know someone who loves buying bottles.
We do know someone.
He loves buying bottles. And he does it for the exact reason that you're shit talking right now.
Oh, big time, so man.
I like flexing.
Not my thing.
No, I know.
I've only had it one time when we were in Phoenix, and I was like, man, I feel like a douchebag. There's some girl with a fucking sparkler spinning it around, and the other one's carrying a bottle of Jack. It's like, you can just bring the bottle of Jack.
And all they're saying is, you're better than everybody else here because you paid $300 for a 2.6.
I look at it totally different. It's like, they're looking at it being like, you are so fucking stupid because first of all, it's the States, so that bottle of Jack is $12 at a liquor store, and you just paid $279 for it,
But it's for the social status.
Oh, yeah. So I can feel so cool to these fucking broke college kids.
It's easier to pick up a girl when you got a $12 bottle that you paid $300 for than it is from drinking a beer that came out of a fountain. You know?
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong.
I don't know. These are the mysteries. I don't normally do it. I just do it because
William Shatner when we need him?
Yeah. Just really ponder it. The reason is because I just don't like... I fucking hate bumping into farts.
Yeah, man.
I hate that everybody's just so socially okay with, like, if somebody shits themselves on the bus or, like, on the, like, I guess on the bus, but, like, somewhere that's normal, Starbucks, people will make a scene about it. If it smells bad. You're in a club, you're like, oh, that was bad. And you continue to sit in there and breathe shit. Yeah. Like, you're just, oh, that sucks.
It's like a ball. Oh, like, it's a bomb.
Well, I better keep talking to this girl because she's drunk and I'm going to buy her a shot, but I better just, like, filter in somebody else's shit. And you're just like, okay. And, like, I know this for a fact because, like, dude, man, when I'm working the bar, like, I take pride in just, like, crop dusting people. Especially when I'm in prep.
Oh, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I, like, go to a group, and it's like, yeah, just walk away from that. And I just turn around and scurry and, like, look behind the corner. I'm like, yeah. And I wait for
them. And just watch them die.
Just watch the chaos.
Just watch them die.
Some men just want to watch the world burn, you know?
Oh, man. That's a great power move, and I get behind that 100%.
Thank you.
Oh. Especially, the bougier the club, the more I love it.
Oh, yeah, but you piss on floors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've only got, you know how many bars I've probably peed on? In the hundreds.
That's impressive.
I bet you I'm knocking on the door. Like, not like the in the hundreds. That, like, when I say in the hundreds,
yeah, but
I mean
you got
like
your century
100.
Mark. Like you're pretty much cracking the century mark. Like you're almost making you a cake. It's like, here, you cracked 100.
Yeah, that's I'm impressive. Knocking on the door of it. Oh, I have to
impressive.
Be on there.
That's impressive.
I only caught once.
Yeah, you only caught smoke once?
Only caught smoke once.
Well, like, because no one's really looking for a guy pissing at the bar. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's really, all the doormen and everybody in there, the old bar lady, she's standing there and she's like, nah, today's going to be weird, but nobody's going to piss on my bar.
That's the last thing you're thinking of.
Just kidding.
Every bar in Lethbridge caught some smoke. They got the piss bar. I marked my territory, unless somebody came and pissed on it.
Man, I used to work at this bar that was in the basement.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes, like, the septic would just, like, it would come up a little bit, but just enough to make the whole bar smell like shit. And then to make it even better, because it was in a fucking basement, there was a lady and she'd sell food off of like a George Foreman grill. And all she would make is hot dogs, smokies, and grilled onions. So there was just this bar that just reeked. Like when you walked in, the second you walked in, it smelled like grilled onions and smokies. Right. And then halfway through the night in this confined small basement, like amongst the farts, the septic would back up. And you'd be sitting there, and you'd be like, whatever. And you'd just be sitting in there, like, just listening, like, boot scooting to fucking Toby Keith.
Where was this?
Lloydminster, called Ezzy's. It was the Cougar Bar. All the bouncers dressed up like cowboys. So I had a little cowboy hat.
Oh my god, I paid big money to see you dressed up all fucking Brokeback Mountain, like tight jeans.
Hey man, I came up with an analogy. There was nights that I would go there. And I'm going to catch flack for this, but I didn't even give a shit. I would go there in my little, like, it was a Lloydminster, so it was easy to pick up some cowboy duds.
Yeah.
Like, not full ones, but, like, I'd, you know, plaid and, like, a pair of, like, nice pants and, like, a pair of shit kickers. Like, not cowboy boots, but still shit kickers.
Just enough to get you
by. Yeah, tuck it in with the belt, go down to Ezzy's. I'm like, I couldn't two-step. I could two-step my way into, like, beginner level.
I still can't.
I can do it good enough, but you know right away. And, like, I just go pretend I was a cowboy. I just go pretend. I would just go pretend I was some country boy,
dude.
It fucking worked. It worked all the time,
man. There, you remember that? Because me and you were like same age. There was that era in time where it was like country boys were cool. Yeah.
Well,
country boys.
Well,
were
for everything, everything. Like you just like, and it was Ezzy's. It was a country bar.
We went to Calgary, and we did like. The one thing that annoyed the shit out of me is like you'd go to those country bars and like because that's where you we're hockey kids, that's where we go. We go to country bars. I don't fit in with the fucking rap superstars or
but country bars in Calgary. I feel are different because like they claim to be so cowboy, but they like the roots are gone.
They're gay.
They're gone.
They're gay, man. It's fucking. Like,
they're gay.
They are. I don't get it. It's simple. They're gay, man. You walk in and it's like, oh, you can buy a belt buckle at a fucking
gas station.
A thrift shop. That's or go in your man. I'm sure there's a guy selling them on Kijiji.
You can walk into a 7-Eleven in some place that I've seen. You got these giant belt buckles. Like country boy can't survive.
We got the Stampede,
and it's like, oh, now you got Alexa. Stampede Trampede. She doesn't.
You know what drives me?
Remember that happened?
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was amazing.
God bless her.
I met her. She's fun. She's fun.
I heard she's just a trash bag of a human. Just the human form of like a trash bag.
She's
a dumpster fire.
She's a girl who got famous from taking from getting double like, teamed for what was it? Toad for like Garth Brooks tickets or like Shinedown tickets or something. I can't remember what the tickets.
Is that what they fucked her for?
There's tickets.
Come on.
Hey, man, like, let's, you know what? I'm going to play prosecutor and defense because, like, let's be real. Man, there's plenty of girls that would have done way more for way less than, like, concert tickets at fucking Stampede that were probably sold out.
In the back of an alley.
Yeah, but you know what? When opportunity knocks, do you not answer the call?
Man, you take your
shot. Yeah, you take your shot. You know what? Like, imagine what could have happened if she didn't do that. Like, she could have been a doctor. She could have been a lawyer. She could have done so many things, but instead, no, she chose the life of fame and glam.
Yeah.
And I you know, I know her. I don't know her that well. I know I have funny stories of her, and
she's somebody we should get on the podcast.
Yeah. I don't know what she's doing these days.
How many years ago was that? Like almost five?
5 years ago. Yeah. Because the DJ that works with us, he was like the guy who traveled around with her.
No way.
Oh yeah. Cause he used to be a part of like the Lloydminster, like original few.
She's from Lloyd?
No. But like Lloyd was the first place to book her, I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was Airways here in Edmonton.
It might have been. I'm pretty sure. I know that like the guy who had Lloyd like played a part in it because that's why Riley kind of got sent in there. Like it was kind of, I don't know. I think he might have been the guy who like called and was like, we need to make this happen. Like
get
this, we need this to be a thing.
The Stampede Trampede here, please.
And then she came to Lloyd a couple times. Like, hey, man, I remember the first time she came to Lloyd, it was packed. It was fun. It was
massive.
It was just huge.
She's the Terry and Deaner of in Alberta.
A frickin'. She fricked
celebrity her way fricker. To the top.
She's a celebrity fricker.
Yeah, she's an A grade celebrity status in Alberta. Yeah.
She's the Brad Pitt of frickin'.
She's the bad. Yeah, the Brad P of taking D.
We got sidetracked on that so fast. But that's great, girl. If you're out there, you want to come on the podcast, like, can you give us a shout?
Yeah, by all means.
I don't think she's dancing anymore.
Did she turn stripper, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. That's how she became Stampede Trampede.
No.
Yeah.
I heard she got a Brazzers offer, too.
She probably did.
And turn that down.
Probably because she didn't want to tarnish her image.
No, why would you?
I'm not
into the on-set kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know the full logistics. Porn. If you give me, like behind closed doors, I can find out all of this and I can tell you. I can fill you in. I assume it's a tale. I don't think it's a tale for the podcast, but I'm assuming
Like that's something she would have to tell us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Just for that reason.
I don't know if she's still dancing. I know she was in Fort Mac for a while there, but I'm pretty sure she caught some smoke from one of the dancers there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some drama there. So I don't know where else she'd work because she's not doing any of the circuits that I know.
Yeah.
No. Maybe BC.
Who knows? I don't know. Good on her. She had her 5 minutes of fame. Hopefully she made some money off of
it.
Like,
things I'd do for 2 Garth Brooks tickets.
Oh, dude, I hate Garth Brooks.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Garth Brooks fan.
All the concerts were happening here. It was driving me bananas.
I'm just
turning into a miserable old prick. Maybe
you are turning into a miserable prick. Because, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like Garth because he's fun. Garth's fun.
He is. Like, but, he's got some toe tappers. But, yeah. It's just, like, that typical white people music. I mean, and, like...
I don't understand why, though. I don't get why certain stuff just bugs me. Like, I think it's kind of turning into a grumpy old man.
It is.
I think it's going to be so cynical and so grumpy that I'm just like, man, this guy sucks. It's like, why? He goes, I don't know. He's successful and killing it.
Yeah.
But he's too something.
I can't put my finger on it either. And that just like.
I feel like it's fun though.
There's just certain things in this world that just irritate me.
But like, I'm never. I say it all for humor. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's cheap humor because I'm at the expense of others, but
yeah,
but it's Alan humor. Like if I saw Garth Brooks and down the street, I wouldn't look and be like, hey Garth, fuck you.
I'd be like, hey man,
great job on the success, you're killing it. And then I'd walk away and I'd probably say all nice things. Like that's like if I met Garth Brooks, like or any celebrity that I've ever been like, hey man, I bet that guy fucking sucks. The second I met him, if he was even like half decent, he'd be like, yeah, that guy's pretty cool. Dude, and I changed my whole tune. Just
Garth
like that.
Brooks, legend.
Yeah, guys, is
certified legend.
Not listened to that album. It's a masterpiece. Whew, get shivers.
Yeah, like.
I can't even remember. Like, I know he's got, like, I don't want to say low places. Like, he's got that, but I know he's got a lot of hits. And I just really, I think that's part of the bugs me is I can't remember a lot of his hits. And it's like, why is he so famous if I can only remember 3 songs?
Because he's got like 30 famous songs
that I just can't remember.
I like, well. growing up in Tabor, like, what do you think happens there?
Well, that's the only way that Tabor corn. That's the only way Tabor corn grows.
Yeah,
they just get the boom boxes around the Tabor corn. We just play Garth.
We flipped down some of them Sony speakers down in the ground.
Did he send Copperhead Road?
No, that was Stevie.
See, I always fucking mix them. I always mix them up. I always think that Garth has Copperhead Road. I'm like, I like that song by Garth. It's not even Garth.
It's like that top 40. Like, it's like Don't Stop Believing. I hate that song. I hate it.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it as much as I used to.
It's just like, you know, it's goddamn course.
Because that's Journey, right?
Yeah, that is.
That's Journey. I know that was Journey.
It's ran its course.
There's still a couple Journey songs that I love, like Wheel in the Sky. I love Wheel in the Sky.
Yeah, that's.
I think Wheel in the Sky is their best song.
It's a great tune.
It is a great tune. Some days I just be driving down. I'm like, you know what today needs? Some Wheel in the Sky. And I just like put on my dad shades and just crank the music up, put the sunroof down.
And feel good. Yeah. Just rolling in.
Feeling the breeze hit my missing spot where my bumper was.
Man, your car is just looking clapped out, eh?
Man, it's just a rock. It's just a piece of shit. Like, man. Any person that I meet right now, be like, oh, he seems like a nice guy. Then I show up in my car, like, his life is not together.
No.
Like, his life is in shambles. The fact that you're driving that, I won't even wear nice things. I feel almost weird wearing nice clothes, getting out of that car. So I'm dressing down until I get the car. Because it's just like, man, imagine how bad I look. I'm not saying like I have like the best, like most expensive clothes in the world, but say like I like really dolled up, put on my like best watches and shit.
Your blue suede shoes.
My blue dancing. Suede shoe. I have blue suede shoes.
Come on, you do?
I have blue suede
shoes. No way.
I have blue suede shoes.
I've got cheetah print ones.
I have.
That got like the fuzzies on it.
I have chrome floral shoes.
What?
They're like black and like such a shade of silver. What
fucking rave did you get these at?
No, they're pointed dress shoes.
Come on.
Yeah, they're pointed dress shoes.
This is a myth.
No, I'll fucking put them on one day when I doll up. Like, I gotta be making a statement that day. It's a, you can't be wearing a proper suit. You gotta be wearing like a flashy sports suit. But like those things are just like, fuck, that guy has something to say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Saw him online one day and I just like,
tractor beam sucked me right in.
Facebook knew I wanted to buy those. Yeah, it showed them to me for like 6 months straight, and I'm finally like, you know, I'm getting them, and I ordered them, and they're not comfortable. They're not even that good of a material. Like, I probably only got another 10 wears left in them, and then I gotta hang them up. I've only worn them twice.
Oh, buddy, when I was in Indonesia, this is how
you'd have 24-hour suits.
Oh, fuck. If you're wondering how dumb I am, I was buying $10 pairs of Converses. The fucking bottoms fell off.
I guarantee. From walking
in 5 fucking minutes. Like, I literally, like, bought a pair, took them back to our hotel, and, like, fresh shoes were going out. Bottoms, the soles fell right off the motherfuckers. I had to wear slippers, basically, for the rest of the night. And, like, soaked through. We're in bars, obviously.
And you still were wearing like the tops of your Converse.
Yeah,
love it.
Like they were slippers. Well, just in case I didn't want to step on like glass or something. Yeah, you know, I don't like
step on one of the poor.
Yeah,
you don't step on the poor.
Listen here, lesser privilege.
Yeah, lesser privilege.
Sew me up another pair of the Converse.
It may look like I'm lesser privileged with my shoes, but really, I'm doing this as a statement of your privilege.
Yes, I'm taking advantage of a shitty economy.
I'm exploiting it for all it's worth. My money means more here, and that's the only reason I'm here.
And you wonder why I am the way I am.
I saw, speaking of like fake stuff, I was watching this funny ass video on YouTube, and I'm just like, basically guy went down, I don't know where he was, but he was around a bunch of black guys that were all wearing a bunch of ice, and he had a tester.
No.
They had a tester, and he's like, yo man, you like ice? He's like, yeah, I like ice. How much you pay for that? He's like, I don't want to say. And he's like, no, all right, I'll test it for you. Make sure you pay the right price for it. And like most of the guys, so many guys are like, ah, and he's like, no man, let me test your ice. You say it's real. You say it's real. Not a fucking stone. On like one Mac Daddy came down, like, and the blackest guy there, skinny tall, wearing like 19 chains and fucking 2 rings and a bracelet, and the guy's like, hey, can I test your ice? He's like, test every single one of them.
And the a boss.
And the guy's like, oh, yeah, really? He's like, boom. Money. So he starts like testing the guy's necklace, and he goes, yeah, no, test this. And he turns around and he's got a rock. He's got a rock like that big on his ear. And he's like, test it. thing hits, and he's like, yeah, and he goes, what's your name? He goes, it don't matter, and just walks away.
Oh, okay.
And like all these other guys are like, with all their fake eyes, they're like trying to plug their Instagram handles and shit. And all of it was fake. All of it was fake. And I mean, like, big fake. Like, these guys are walking hard. I was like, it's like a 9-minute video. And it's not very often you get me through four ads. Like, 9 minutes, four ads.
That ego check?
Because it was a busy area. Like, there was a lot of people. Like, the minute some black guy pulls out saying he wants to test black guy's ice, I'm not going. I don't matter where I have to be that day. I'm going to probably stick around. I want to see something unfold.
There's just some things I'm too white for.
And I like jewelry to a point, but like really subtle and like really small.
Cracker jewelry.
Classy yeah. Cracker jewelry.
Yeah.
Like you'll never see me with a big fucking chain that says like
swatch.
That says T-Swizzle.
Never.
Or like I got like a big ass like fucking diamond chain and there's just like a bedazzled Christ hanging on the cross. Like, no, I don't got that in me.
No. I'm not 50 Cent rich. We're way too robbable to wear that.
Fuck yeah.
We're way too robbable to wear something like that.
Okay, so everybody that I know, like through the bar business, I've met some people that are silly. We'll use the word silly. And a lot of them that are silly, they tend to, when they get money, want to show everybody how much money they're getting. And all the jewelry that they're getting and all the stuff.
Yeah, that's always a great idea.
And all of the ways that they make money in silly ways and show how much silly stuff they have. And it just gets passed around. Like, that's the thing. Like, I would get all of these messages from people, not from the person that was sending it, but from friends of mine that were having it sent to them, being like, look at this idiot. So how many people, and they all got robbed.
Weird.
Wow. Mind blown.
I wonder they all got why that robbed. Happened.
Like, surprisingly, like 24 to 36 hours after said Snapchat was sent. Gosh golly. But you wouldn't believe the things.
The government's watching me.
Yeah. Like, don't worry, bro. They don't check Snapchat. Okay. I just recently it happened, like a couple weeks ago. Guy's like, look at this. It's like a big bracelet. Guy is a 165-pound white guy who's couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag.
Just a cheddar bob.
Cheddar bob. And he's got like these big bracelets and like a big chain. No pendant, but all big. And he's like flashing it. And he's like, yeah. Like, well, I think one of them had like the price tag on it still. And it was like too many numbers. Too many numbers.
Yeah, way too many numbers. Yeah, and then still wearing that around.
And then like you look around, I'm like, too many numbers to be driving a Corolla. You know what I mean? Like you're driving a Pontiac G6 and you're like, yo, this bracelet's worth 20 G's. It's like your car's worth 4 and it's got a blown water pump. Like, come on.
Dude, I seen the funniest shit.
Shirt's wrinkly.
Yeah, I seen the funniest shit in Lethbridge Bar one time. The Roadhouse. This place was just a fucking Wild West. And I think I was like 19.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, you know, the big cats are in there, you know, flexing on everybody. Same thing that you're talking about. I watched this guy get snuffed and robbed in the bar. Like right in front of me. Like me to you away. I'm talking like 3 feet. And I'm sitting there. I'm the blackout king. Like always drunk. Nobody's robbing me. I'm the drunk fucking dummy that had like... I'm still wearing t-shirts I had in high school, you know?
You're wearing a Charlie Brown shirt right now.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
You're wearing a Charlie Brown shirt right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that shirt, by the way.
I love Charlie Brown, you know what I mean? My style and everything. I've noticed this, like, over the years. Like,
Style's getting better.
It's just, yeah, you think so?
I think it's getting better. I like it. I don't like Charlie Brown. I think he was I thought the Peanuts were really useless.
You didn't like it?
No, ever.
I fucking love Snoopy, man.
Why? Why? Just, a couple seconds. We'll go back to being funny in a second. But like, why do you love Snoopy?
I don't know, man.
Snoopy sucks.
What do you mean?
What does he do? He fights the Red Baron. Thank you for capitalism and saving the world.
It was just.
I don't get it. I just don't. No one knows. No one knows why they like
Snoopy. Nobody knows why they like Snoopy. They just like Snoopy.
He's a poorly drawn cartoon, and Charlie Brown has a bunch of mental problems.
Know who's the OG of cartoons when it comes to this kind of style?
Who?
Calvin and Hobbes. You can't fuck with Calvin and Hobbes.
Was Charlie Brown around first, though?
Yes. I think Calvin and Hobbes, I think, came around in the 80s.
But that's the same thing with me, though. Like, everybody, like, I prefer Calvin and Hobbes because I feel like they tackled more things, and like I felt like it was.
They always got like these weird messages in there that you're like, oh, dude.
But yeah, I just like I never
shit don't matter. Bro.
I never understood Charlie Brown because my family, like, everybody loved it. Oh, Charlie Brown's Christmas, I was like, oh, the Great Pumpkin, there's all that stuff. I don't find this entertaining.
None of it.
No, I don't. Like, I just couldn't get it. I'm like, I love. I'm not really a Grinch, but like all those claymation Christmas movies, I like them.
I think Charlie Brown resonates the most with me because it was like the one Christmas film that me and my mom would watch.
See, and that's like the, I and guess that's the claymation
like,
stuff.
Yeah, and then Easter came around and Halloween and like the Great Pumpkin Patch and all that. So it was just like Charlie Brown and like those types of things just like came back because me and my mom watch it.
Yeah.
And so, like, every year, I fucking hate Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you're way more of a Grinch than me.
Oh,
big But you time. Don't like those claymation ones? You know, like, a little fucking, I want to be a dentist, oink, oink?
The penguin one. What was the penguin one? I used to love that. There's, like, a clay fucking penguin.
Like, whatever the fuck that weird... Yeah. No, I'm talking about, like, there was, like, Rudolph. You've obviously seen the Rudolph one. The guy wants to be a dentist. So I made the dentist. Bumble's Bounce, all that shit.
Yeah.
See, it's burning my head. I could probably damn near, if I watched the first 5 minutes of that movie, I could probably quote it word for word. Just from subliminal programming.
Right.
And then, like, The Year Without a Santa, or, like, Santa, like the first Christmas.
Yeah.
With the Burgermeister.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but you don't, like, do you hate Christmas? Do you like that stuff?
I don't know. Christmas to me was always that time of year where there was always problems. It's always been problems.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. But you know what I mean? Even when we were kids, like, my parents got divorced early.
Yeah.
Christmas rolls around. Where there's arguments. Where we're going.
What are we doing? That'd be annoying.
You know what I mean?
That'd
be annoying. So every fucking year. And, like, we didn't grow up with a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, like, there's just, like... You know, not that gifts are the whole fucking Christmas thing or anything like that, but like...
Gifts are the whole Christmas thing.
Now it is, yeah, big time. But like...
Gifts are all the
best. You know, like, it, even like our family would be arguing and like, it's like, are we going to your dad's house? Are you going to your mom's? It was always just turmoil. Turmoil. So it would drive me mental. So I've just, over the years, come to terms with, I don't like this time of year.
That makes sense. My family would always hold it together until, like, Christmas dinner. Christmas dinner. Everybody would hold it together. We were all doing fine. And then, like, after Christmas dinner, somebody would decide to start something.
Yeah.
Somebody would be like, you know what? I think Christmas dinner is a really good time to tackle this family obstacle. Let's do it, everybody. Sit down on the couch, get your coffees. We're going to take small breaks. And let's have this intervention. Let's do this.
Oh, big time.
I'm sitting there trying to play my Game Boy, trying to play like Pokemon Yellow, and we're talking about how I can't keep my room clean. Like, I can't focus in school. Like, I'm trying to catch Pikachu.
Man, I love like how there's always been somebody that's one drink away from saying something
that my family shouldn't. My family, there wasn't much booze. There wasn't much booze. My dad would get drunk, and like if anyone said something about my dad getting drunk, he'd be like, shut up.
And it even came down to like, okay, so this is broken down now. From family, there's like 9 different places you got to be on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, sometimes Boxing Day. So for 72 hours, you're running around trying to figure out where the fuck am I going?
Where are you eating breakfast? Where am I eating breakfast?
Yeah, and then you throw a girlfriend into the mix, and now I've got to juggle that. And then it's just always been just this time of year I don't like. And my favorite time is when it's all over, it's done, and we got to wait 365. Boxing Day is the greatest day ever. Because it's done.
Sales, duh.
It's the sales.
Sales.
It's done. I don't even leave my house. I fucking sit there and be like, this is a great day.
I'm home.
That's a great day off.
That's
why I'm a miserable prick.
Yeah, you seem like you're a miserable prick, but it's all right. Like everybody. My roommate loves Christmas so much. He's like, I can't wait to set up the tree. And I'm like, fuck. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to be a Grinch about it. I don't want to be here for Christmas.
No, man.
No, I want to go somewhere tropical and then just airmail my gifts. Be like, hey, guys, sorry, I love you. Bye.
You start going to Muslim countries.
You're going to rock a muzzy? You're going to have a muzzy in your muzz?
Yeah. Or like Jewish country. Like, so I'm going to go and hang out in
Hanukkah
Israel.
Hanukkah sounds way better than Passover or whatever they do. Ramadan? I think it's
Ramadan or, yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I think Hanukkah sounds I don't care way about religions. Better.
Yeah.
You get 7 days of presents.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Eight crazy nights?
I had one of my friends back in high school. He was like, kind of native, and I don't know. His parents were like, really like eccentric, and they just called like, because they didn't want him to feel like left out on Christmas, so they just called Christmas Happy Day.
Oh, dude, I got my grandparents. Like, you just struck a family memory. Okay, so my grandparents on my dad's side are Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we never got birthdays or Christmases. We just got special days.
Special days?
We got special days. It was like, hey, they'd phone me. They wouldn't give any gifts and whatever. It'd just always be funny. Like, hey, just want you to have a really special day today. I was like, oh, thanks, Grandma. She's like, yeah, have a really, really special day.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Grandma, I'm gay.
I don't think she'd even care.
No,
I don't think Grandma would care about that. Grandma would probably, I don't know what Grandma. No, my grandparents are pretty fucking cool. If I came out, I was like, hey, I was gay, they'd be like, are you sure?
Yeah, you're positive.
You've tested this theory out.
Yeah,
all right, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, my parents would be like, oh, whatever.
But my dad's side of the family is like hilarious. We've got it all. We literally got it all. Trannies, gays, lesbians, like drunks, alcoholics, drug addicts. It's like,
do you guys got to use proper pronouns at Christmas?
You know what? We're all pretty cool with it. And like,
hey, Zer, pass the gravy.
No, it's none of that shit. Like, you know what? We know what's going on. And like,
What'd you get, Zer? What'd you get him? I don't identify as him anymore. I'm a her.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's none of that. So like, we never got to worry about saying nothing. Like, you know, like the gays, like it's just, it is what it is, and everybody understands it. And we have a very vulgar way of communicating with
everybody. You guys make fun of each other all the time.
100%.
100%.
100%.
100%. Like, if I guarantee you, like, if you're gay or like one of the non normals, well, not, I guess it's rude to say normals, one of the non old timey normals, like one of like the.
Unless you don't have a letter.
Yeah. If you identify by an X, I'm assuming you got to have pretty thick skin to be in the old blacker business. Yeah. Like, you'd be like, hey, we love you, but we're going to call you mean names.
You signed up for
it. Did you see that that South Park roasted the trans athletes?
I haven't seen the episode yet, but I want to. Is it great?
Ooh, so spicy. So good. So good. It was, man, that little clip they put on Facebook, I watched it. And it is just so funny, man, because they interview the girl who's like holds the records. Like, what do you think about trans athletes being there? And she's like, you know what? It's great for the world, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, the guy reporting, he's like, I don't, have you met her yet? He's like, no, I haven't met her yet, but I'm really excited to. And they pretty much bring in a spitting image of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, I seen that, yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah. And you just sit there and he's just like destroying
everything. How fun would it be to write with him?
It would be so fun.
You just think of crazy shit, man. That'd be so much fun. That is like the dream job. I watched this like hour special of like them creating an episode. Yeah. And it's like, it's hectic in there. Like, in a week, they have to come up with a storyline. Like, they do those episodes in a fucking week. I know. It's
insane because they have to be up with like current affairs and shit like that.
And it's crazy. And like, they do the whole episode, but it looks so much fun.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of just watching stuff, I couldn't sleep last night and I had no idea what to watch. And I watched this baseball card documentary on Netflix.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It is bad. It's bad. It was. So the producer's trying to basically make it a tale. So this guy who basically ran this card shop was one of like the main guys that started the baseball. Baseball cards were basically just created to make money back in the day and like rip people off. Like, I guess like the 89 Ken Griffey Jr. card was supposed to be like this super rare card. And Upper Deck made sheets of them. Just sheets of them. And like basically made all old baseball cards worthless.
Really?
So this guy has no idea and his dad had like every card. And he's like, goes to sell it, and he finds out that like these cases, these like full cases of cards, are worth like $10.
Man,
and so it becomes this whole thing. But it was, I was sitting there, was like, man, this, and it's 7:30 in the morning, and I'm watching this, but I couldn't stop. I was like, I'm not sleeping. I'm just gonna watch.
I found a wicked YouTube channel.
Oh,
what's Nerd it City, it's called.
What's it about though?
He just makes fun of everything.
I like that.
He just goes in, and I was like locked in, and it's like he only releases a video like maybe once a month, but it's a really good fucking video, half an hour long, and he just shreds like.
I think I've seen, and he like does cool shit. Like, he didn't make that big Nerf gun.
No.
That was another guy.
No.
He like creates super.
Or
cool
maybe
shit.
He did. I only got like into a couple.
Massive.
Videos.
He like creates shit. right?
No, okay. He just kind of breaks down like the narcissism of like social media.
Oh, yeah, this is a different guy
and,
then.
Like goes in, he trolls this huge fitness model and goes in and like takes his girlfriend and makes her like Instagram famous by like photoshopping her photos and like making like they went and traveled and took photos in the same spots that this chick did. And like,
did you watch the Internet Historian?
No.
Okay, so he goes over like all the funniest things that have happened in the world.
Yeah,
that like basically the biggest troll moments of the internet, and it's hilarious. There's one called FurryCon.
Oh my god!
You have to watch. Anybody who's please look up FurryCon. It is the funniest thing in the world. It is. It was a big expo for furries.
That.
And like it was bad. It was so bad. There was so much damage.
What the fuck? Why do you wake up in the morning and be like, you know what? I'm just gonna create an animal in my head, and hope to God that there's other people like me in the world, and we're all gonna get together and fuck one another.
And frick, we just want to frick. We just want to rub frick parts.
Yeah, I'm gonna. You know what? I see you're a furry greenhorn sheep. You want to frick a fox with three tails?
One of them's attached to my anus.
Yeah. I shite out of my fingertips.
Yeah, and they just make up these stories and they all roll around. They do drugs. Like, oh, you got, please, furry con. Internet Historian. It's so funny. They did another one where I think these guys made a flag. It was something anti-fascist or like something. And like these guys tracked... There was a sign and it was to troll somebody and it was some left-wing group and people.
Oh, because they're the most stable people on the
and
planet.
And people on the internet, man, like, because you couldn't see where it was. They're like, you'll never find where this is. They like could see the stars though. And people went in and like tracked the star patterns.
Come on.
And then flight patterns and then mapped it off and then went drones and they found it and they fucking tore it down. And just like, that's the Internet Historian. He just finds the coolest, funniest, dumbest things in the world. Speaking of the internet, though, because the internet did something really good, my favorite internet guy, Steven Crowder, he just did a live Epstein didn't kill himself thing, and it was hilarious. So he tried to reenact the suicide.
Really?
Yeah, he reenacted. Like, they built the cell. He, like, wore a neck brace, and they went over all of it.
Wow.
And they got, like, because he had, like, two fractures. And the only way to get it was to exert this much pressure. And he'd like put one on there and couldn't get it. And just like did this whole thing. And like, did I tried really, they were really funny about it. It was like a 9-minute video. It's
isn't
super
it funny that like one man that got murdered by the government is just turned into a lifelong joke now. Like a meme.
But isn't that like, that is the scariest thing. I was just talking about this though. And I'm going to go down the rabbit hole just a little bit. Like Epstein is the same as the Vegas shooter.
Yeah, man.
What the hell happened with that?
It's just gone now,
It's just gone. Somebody went to a country concert while Jason Aldean was singing Big Green Tractor and shot machine guns at people, killing shit tons of people.
There was like people from my hometown there for
and
that.
Nobody and nobody is doing anything about it. They're like, nah, he's dead. Cool. Problem solved. Nobody needs to know any more info about this. Epstein, same thing. It's like, he's dead. It's like, nobody cares anymore. It's like, no, everybody cares.
Yeah.
And then like, not to get too conspiracy, like everyone's like, oh, it's like, it's so blatantly bad. But then it makes you think like if they killed Epstein and who knows what's going on with the Vegas shooter, like, you can start, you know, pleading your case for like, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole and say like
tinfoil hat.
Yeah,
out.
You can start slapping on tinfoil hats, man. And it's not that weird to think anymore. It's like 150% Epstein didn't kill himself.
No.
150%. No. Something happened.
The guy Epstein that wanted to be alive so bad killed himself. Yeah.
Guy really wanted to be alive. And there's no camera footage ever. Even with the first attempt. And like Crowder even said, like to make that like rope with out of his bed sheets would take 15 minutes. It'd take 15 minutes to make those sheets to do it.
Oh,
and they tell me nobody's sitting there watching. The guy's just watching Pornhub 24/7 playing Clash of Clans.
Man, the world we live in is just
insanity.
It's insanity. Just, that's why like I kind of vlogged about it and I'm trying my hand at this whole vlogging thing, but I think it's kind of stupid. But
do it.
I don't know. The whole politic thing now, man, has just gotten so old. Like, A, I'm not educated enough, and I don't care to be educated enough in it to dive in this whole Trudeau shit and like, oh, did you know? Every fucking week there, I probably got 20 requests to talk about something that happened in this person's town. And like, I'm not gonna, I care like human to human, but about those kind of issues, I don't care, man. Like, I don't care. Like, well, not a single frick to give.
No, and that's the same thing that you and me were just saying about how, like, we were kind of saying it seems like people are starting to care less.
Yeah,
it's and I don't feel like it's a bad thing. I feel like caring less is, like, we were just talking about how it seems like on mainstream media that people are trying to take back the words.
Yeah.
And, like, they are. I've seen it on left-leaning TV, right-leaning TV.
Because
like,
we just,
the,
like,
R word, the G word, and what was the other one? The GF, the RFG? Yeah, RFG.
Yeah.
RFG. Trying to take it back. And it seems like everybody is now because, like, I'm seeing it more and more on TV that people are just saying it. Gay fag retard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like people are just starting to be like, nah, like,
Like,
you gotta be able to, like, it's my favorite words.
And
they're my favorite words. I use them to explain everything.
Man, and I don't have the time to care about it. Like, your emotional status on vocabulary.
Well,
like,
that's what I said.
If we're going to, like, we'd have to all be mutes. We'd literally have to be mutes.
Yeah, well, that's what I said to you. Like, when I
to
want
not
to,
offend anybody.
No, and, like, when it, literally, like, when I use those three words, if I'm ever wanted to, like, use them for what they're actually people want to get offended for, I have to specify that because I never use those words for those reasons. Like I use gay and retard as the exact same word. Yeah. That's gay. That's retarded.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean any of those things.
It just
it's
means
just
stupid.
It's like, man, that's dumb. And dumb's not really just, it's not sending the
doesn't
zing.
Have that spazzing.
No, it's
not.
No,
it.
It's a slap, it's like, but I want a punch.
It's like getting a virgin mojito.
Yeah, you exactly.
You don't do it.
It's a sip of water on a hot day when you want the whole jug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like not getting a lemon in your iced tea.
Damn right, or getting a cardboard straw.
Yeah,
you're just like, ooh. No, and then you know what you say? You look at that straw like, oh, that's fucking gay.
You know,
that's gay.
A&W, I put them on the pedestal. Love their burgers, but when you hand me a cardboard straw to suck down some of that sweet nectar root beer,
you're retarded.
Yeah, you are. You ruined it for me.
Yeah, like, they're retarded.
Nothing ruins a matzo burger like the taste of cardboard.
No, exactly, and it just. I was getting so, like, I don't care anymore. I just don't care. Like, I don't use it in a mean and vindictive way. I just, no. Like, and that's why I feel like, and no one's caring anymore, and it's getting nice. And, like, Joe Rogan was just talking about that. He was saying, he's like, eventually, like, it's going to bounce back, and people aren't going to be ready.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's slowly coming back, and, like, nobody's going to care about that anymore. And they're going to be like, oh, man, like, it's okay to have
these social justice warriors now have become, like, social media targets.
It's going to be lonely.
Oh, man.
Did you see that video of that that Antifa guy that was trying to block the car? And the guy got out and just beat the shit out of him?
Yeah.
Just beat the shit out of him. Like, just on the ground. He's like, you can guarantee. He's like, stop. He's like, nope. Nope. These are for your values. Stand by them.
You want to inconvenience me? Yeah. I'm going to inconvenience you.
You're going to be a fucking prophet soon. You're going to be like the guy at Tiananmen Square getting run over by the tank. It's just me feeding you rights.
Oh, man. Because they... North America, for one, is a cesspool of my eyes. Like, it's just a shithole. Like,
but it's the best shithole in the world.
It is the best shithole.
It is the best shithole in the world. I say, like, I will stand by my guns. I will stand by my guns with you on this. You can't say that.
Why?
You can't say North America is a shithole. Because compared to everywhere else it is.
Okay, yes.
Because compared to everywhere else it is, and you guys can, we can say what we want, but North America is the fucking best.
Well, that's why everybody wants to migrate here. It makes sense.
Pull up simple math. It's like, where are you coming from? If you could pick anywhere in the world that isn't North America, and everyone's like, well, where do you want to go? They're like, oh, I want to go live the American dream, or I want to go to Canada. And it's like, well, that's because we rock.
Yeah, we are very good at what we do.
It's because we rock.
We're good at living, but I'm just tired of being cold.
I agree.
I hate winter. I love playing hockey and all that. Speaking of, I went and played the other night and damn near died.
But I heard you're putting down, you're lighting up some necks.
Fucking puking in my mouth, and I went like bunk first period and just fucking titty down. I think I went back bar out and I felt really good doing it. I hadn't played in like a month and a half.
You used like four words right there that were just like, sure, you played hockey. Snipe Selly, bro. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Oh, but yeah.
Snipe Selly means top pocket, like corner pocket, right?
No, it just means like you scored and then you sellied and like you're celebrating.
Oh, I thought a Snipe Selly was like, it was in like the cellar, which is up top. and you sniped it up top.
That's a good way of thinking about
it. Thank you. See, I could be a hockey bro.
Yeah, you could.
I got it. I don't have the hair for it.
No, but you, man, a lot of hockey dudes are yoked, so you could pass.
What do you, speaking of, what about old Babcock?
Man, I've
heard mixed reviews. I don't know enough about it, but like, I got, like, the old boys, like, I love Babcock. And I was like, he's old, he's done.
When Mike Babcock is going to do what Mike Babcock has to do, when he says some shit like that, I'm like, come on, buddy.
Mike Babcock always bets on Mike Babcock.
Mike Babcock. Come on, beat the dusty trail, you old sack of bones. Like,
I never watched Game of Thrones. I can't even use the fucking
word. No, I'm not really into that sci-fi kind of, what is it, like fiction kind of. I can't do it. I've tried so many times, dude. Harry Potter, hate it. Think it's so dumb. Read the books.
Love Harry Potter.
I was like, in the craze, what was that, grade five? I read the books. Yeah, I'm like, grade five. Couldn't get into it. Just like, I was the kid that was like, man, Motley Crue is pretty sick, hey? Like fucking titties, ass, and drugs and carnage.
That
shit excites me.
So do you think he's gonna get another, like, you think he'll get another gig?
Man, why? What does he care? He got all that money out of Toronto.
Yeah, I guess so.
He got all that money.
So what's going on with the Flames guy? You know about this and I don't.
Bill Peters.
Yeah, I didn't even know his name.
He dropped some N's.
Hard N's.
Hard N's with R's. He put N's in R's. And one of the players came out and just like sewered him, as he should.
Yeah, you know, it's
he dropped
it's not the world anymore. It's not the world anymore.
Well, and like, you know what? Shit, you
can't be doing that no more. Like, when I worked the rigs, we had guys, and like I would said this to you before, I worked on the rigs that had guys, and they were black, and they were any color, and we'd work with some old white boys, and they would make fun of us the exact same. Like, they would make fun of me just as hard as they would make fun of like the black guy or the Lao guy or anything like that, except like they'd obviously use racism for them.
Yeah.
And I read the article about it. Like, he wasn't racist towards him. He was just racist at him, which it still is not good. I'm not condoning it in the slightest. But like I said to you, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but I don't think it's national fucking news.
No, I think you just axe him, get rid of him.
Yeah, like just like deal with it. Like it's just like you don't need to add to the, once again, you don't need to add to the outrage. Like you just like axe him. Hey, you said something stupid.
Yeah,
something stupid. You can't be stupid anymore. Bye. Yeah. And like that's all it is to it. Like that's all it needs to be anymore.
Well,
because I said, once again, I'm not gonna dive too far in, but like maybe it's my privilege. How it seems pretty fair nowadays. I got a lot of friends of a lot of colors, and they're like, hey, like they're not like, man, I'm oppressed.
Everybody's oppressed.
Yeah, I know. Oh, oppressed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everyone's depressed. It's cold out.
Yeah.
It's cold.
I misheard you through the...
No, it's all right. It is cold, though. I hate how cold it is.
Man, with like the whole... You know, I get so uncomfortable around racism.
I know.
Super uncomfortable around it. Like, that's not even just the cracker in me. Like, even when it's like racism towards like... Just blunt, blatant racism... is so uncomfortable to be around.
It's like, a weird feeling.
I don't like it.
It's a weird feeling.
I know I've been guilty of saying racist jokes. Oh, dude, I do it all the time. When I was in Indonesia, I like referred to them as bintangs because that was their beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, look at all these little bintangs. That's what I do. I called Chinese people Yan Yans because there was a Chinese food restaurant called Yan Yans where I was from. And like that's how I said, oh, you know, instead of being like, oh, that fucking Chinese guy, where it's like almost funny, where it's like, yeah, look at that, it's a little yan over here.
No, I get you. I get you. And like once again, maybe that's our privilege. Maybe we sound extra stupid, but I don't think we do.
No,
because I like,
dude, I'm in the land of like crackers. Yeah. I'm in Sherwood Park.
I have so much fun with this. I have so much fun with this in Vermilion, and it doesn't happen very often. And that's a very small fucking white town.
Yeah.
But the odd time, like these good old boys, like the young ones will come up.
Yeah.
And they're just, they don't know. They don't know.
Don't get it.
And something will come up and all they're trying to do is trying to have a conversation with me. They don't know how, they don't have social cues. They're trying to figure out what to do, what to say. And they're like, racism works.
Yeah.
Racism works. And then they'll be like, hey, because I have brown porters. They're the best employees I've ever had in my life. I love those guys. And they were doing this multicultural thing at some union hall. And the guy was like, yeah, I went there and just full of a bunch of brown guys. But I'm like, yeah, my porters were there. They're super good guys. Yeah. Love them to pieces. The guy's like, yeah. And I'm like, what? What? And then like then it got that really awkward moment. But because I was making it awkward, I was enjoying it. But the look on his face, is like I'm actually causing him physical pain because it's so uncomfortable. Because now you look so stupid.
Yes.
I looked at him, I was like, yeah, man, like I'm not from here. I'm from the West Coast. We're all pretty open here. I'm like, this conversation's pretty dumb, huh? He's like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, you probably just stop talking. And he's like, yeah. And then after that, now you're trying to find things to like defend how dumb you sound.
Yeah.
And that's where I think like, it can't be that bad because he felt so stupid instantly that he was like, oh God, I'm wrong. And so that's where I'm like, I don't know how bad it is.
Man, and there was one night I was out and a dude came up and like, this is the one of the few times that I had confrontation with a person when I'm out. One of my buddies, his buddy came out with us. He's black. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Me and him hit it off. We were laughing. We had some jokes and we were bugging each other. We got along. And it wasn't just like racism jokes. We just, our humor aligned and we got along.
Yeah.
We went out and we're in this bar and this guy comes walking up. What the hell are you doing hanging out with an N? I'm like, with
spicy.
N-R with an R. Ooh. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck did you just say?
It just feels weird for everybody. It's like, it just feels weird for everybody. Even the guy eating his fucking borscht in the corner is like, oh God.
Yeah, he's like, yeesh. It's like that Bill Burr take where he's like, yeah, look at this guy. Can you believe they make this much money? And then like, as soon as a guy does the look over his shoulder twice.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Don't you associate me with this bullshit.
It's just stupidity. Like, it's really just stupidity. Like, I sum it up like this. Like, racism purely boils down to stupidity. Because it makes you look so dumb.
And it drives me mental. Like, I just don't have time for it. And like, you know what I mean? I like how Chappelle did it, how he made fun of everybody. Yeah. I love how he did it. And like white people, black people, Asians, everybody. Like it was so funny the way he did it on Chappelle's show.
What was Buddy's name again? The coach?
Mike Babcock?
No, the one that said that. Bill Peters. So is he done?
No, it's still like up in the air. I think he's got a coaching job in the minors right now, I believe. And
he's going to go play for the Charleston Chiefs.
Yeah, no shit.
I love that movie. I need to watch that again.
It's a great
flick. I'm not even a big of a hockey guy. I just think Slapshot's just one of the best Canadian things ever. Hey, have you heard Don's podcast?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. Is it out yet?
Yeah, you know? I think he just released his first one on Tuesday, speaking of all this nonsense. I don't know, like that, like, I heard both sides, and I actually had a good conversation with a guy, and he's like, well, it was a comedian here and he's a brown dude and like he like called and he wanted to hear my take on it. And I was like, dude, you want my honest opinion? And I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I was like, the reason I like the whole fucking reason of the poppy is from World War II.
Yeah.
You know, like from Flanders Field and like all the fallen soldiers.
Yeah.
Well,
wasn't it World War One?
Or was it World
War? I think it was World War One.
World War One. Yeah. You're right. I'm dumb.
You. Don Cherry hates you.
Yeah. But like, he just despises me.
He's got a really phone start ringing. Yeah, I heard you don't know your fucking, your historical dates.
I heard you're real stupid, and I'm going to talk about you on the grapevine.
You retard.
Yeah, you big gay.
You big gay.
You're a huge gay. But like, I just don't have many fricks left in the frick tank.
No, my frick about it. No, my fricks are out. I'm out of fricks.
They're running out as the days go on.
I'm out of fricks. I would sum it up. Like, we'll talk about a new topic right after this, but like, fucking, if you see somebody doing something really racist, go deal with it. Go be like, hey, don't be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, and then like, besides that, like, let's all figure out other things to worry about. Like, let's all tackle global warming.
Oh God.
Because that's the new. Hey. I'm still on my fucking train where I'm still believing. I'm the more and more I'm still like, I think it's a myth.
Man,
I think it's a myth.
I don't know what to think.
I'm like the problem. The best excuse to people say that when I think it's a myth. Like, well, what's the worst that's gonna happen if it isn't?
We die.
We
die.
You have a good defense on me on that? Like, you're right, we die. And then you know what? There's gonna be egg on my face. I'm gonna look real silly. I'm like, oh, totally do. The world's melting. But, like, you guys just suck at doing everything else. Yeah. So I can't trust you. Because if you guys didn't suck so bad, I'd trust you. But you guys suck at everything.
And then, like, well, what about the next generation? Ooh.
I'm not having kids.
Exactly.
Norman's going to die before I die. And I don't know if I'm going to get another dog. For
those that don't know, Norman's your French bulldog.
Yeah, he's my French bulldog. He's got 7 years left. So as long as the fucking ozone doesn't go away in 7 years, my kid's fine. The rest of your kids, well.
You did not just refer to your dog as your kid.
Oh, he's the best I'm going to get. He's the best I'm going to get.
No, yeah. No. Don't ever. Don't ever.
He's my fur baby.
On this. No.
He's my fur baby.
God, I'm going to have a conniption. I'm going to have a goddamn conniption.
You know what I just realized?
What?
I didn't even know this, but I fucking matchy matchy.
Yeah, you are matchy matchy right now. Shirt. Look at this.
Ooh, spicy.
Fuck. Fur baby.
I need to get a little like Charlie Brown sweater.
You just shit on him, and now you want to buy.
I get something else, though. I get something else.
Yeah,
I got Disney Plus now, so I get to watch all my old nostalgic cartoons.
Oh, nice! You bit the bullet, eh?
Of course, I'm a complete consumer.
Sucker.
Capitalism. Consumer. I am so for.
You are a consumer at its finest.
I am. I'm a proud consumer, and I feel like everybody else should be Disney Plus. But I don't know if how Disney Plus is gonna do. Like, it's gonna do for, like, good for the kids. Good mm-hmm. babysitter.
Oh yeah.
I downloaded it. Mandalorian gives me a new episode every time. That's pretty cool. There's a couple other things that are coming out that are all right. But besides that, pretty much wrapped Disney Plus already. And I did not watch that much of it.
Really?
Well, it's not much for me. I watched the old X-Men. Oh, that soundtrack. I can just play it in the back of my head right now.
Oh, yeah, because we got old Cartoon Boy. You were giving me shit about... What were you giving me shit about the other day?
You shit-talking the Avengers. Don't you ever shit-talk the Avengers again. They saved the world. The world needs more superheroes. The world would be a better place if everybody fucking thought superheroes were, like, upstanding people and, like, tried
Ninja
to be
Ninja Turtles.
Like,
those are my guys.
They ate pizza and lived in the sewer. Like, yeah. You can't pick that. Like
in New York City.
Yeah, you know how much? Like, they were literally... Could you imagine if the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came to save you? Like, I would run away from them so fast. And not because I'd be scared of them, because they'd smell like shit. They just smell. Yeah. Like, could you imagine if I was like...
Yeah, you got a point. You got a point.
So my buddy sent me this meme, actually. It's the exact same thing. He's like, could you imagine if you're living in Gotham City, trying to feed your kids, selling dime bags, and Batman flew down and just fucked you up? Yeah. Like, Batman, you're just trying to sell, like, a little bag, and Batman comes down, shatters your arm, and, like, elbows you in the face with his batarang spikes. You're just left there. You're like, what? This isn't fair, Batman.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Just trying to feed my kids.
Dave Chappelle's skit where the kids selling crack on the street.
Which one was this?
Remember the one where he's like pulling up in that CD area and he sees a little baby? He's like, hey, baby, go to bed. I got kids to feed.
Oh,
like,
yeah. On that special that he did. Yes,
I know what you're talking about. I got kids to feed. He's like, oh, roll the window back up. I got kids to feed.
Yeah,
sprinkle some crack on him. Dave Chappelle is one of the best
legend.
Comedians
He's my favorite comedian of all time.
I'd like to see him on like the Joe Rogan. I don't want to see Norm on the Joe Rogan. I think that'd be a really good one. I got back into him again.
Norm MacDonald?
No, Joe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Joe, I fell off.
Man, I'm always a fan of him.
Like, I am too.
I like the way he thinks. He just like, I don't know.
I think he's an incredible interviewer. Like, it just...
Because he's so open-minded. Like, yeah. Could you imagine if more people were like that in the world and just like, just didn't give a shit like he did and just was like, nah, this is my viewpoint. I can argue with you and we can still be friends. And like, this whole...
He's just a very he doesn't like, he's very good at getting a conversation going and like steering it and like asking and being very open minded. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the old Elon's truck?
Man, did you see that thing just ragdolling that Ford around?
Oh, yeah.
I love how they're like, this glass is indestructible. America, ready, 3, 2, 1. Breaks that window. You fucking idiot!
I almost think he planned it.
You think so? He's an evil genius, man.
He literally posted on Twitter, like, how many pre-orders he has going on for it right now. He did $0 of advertising. Zero. He has 200,000 pre-ordered.
Come on.
200,000 pre-ordered.
Come on.
Yeah. I pre-ordered one.
Did you?
Yeah. Like, I did, like, the basic one. I only put $100 down just because, like, it's, like, they'll be ready to go off the, like, the drive off the lot in 2021. And everyone's like, oh, those things look fucking stupid. You know what? The second they're on the road, I guarantee you, the second they go on the road and you see the interior, because the interior is going to look like something out of the DeLorean and Back to the Future. That touchscreen is going to be the length of you.
Bad.
And you're going to see it in person and be like, that's actually pretty sick. And they're not that expensive.
How much are they?
For like the dual engine one, so like the middle model one, self-driving is like $65,000.
Come on.
Yeah, man. $65,000 on electric a Tesla truck. You know that thing just purrs.
Man, that thing looks like...
It looks like the stupidest thing in the world.
Dude, if you dug up some of my drawings as a three-year-old...
Like, when I first started doing drafting, that's what I drew.
Yeah.
I drew... Like, Elon Musk drew that when he was 9 years old and he stuck it on his mom's fridge. He's like, one day that's going to be that. And I'm going to make it. And he's just too narcissistic that he had to make it.
Yeah, and way too rich.
Yep.
Way too rich.
But watch. It's going to work.
That's the sad thing is, it's like, oh man, Tesla, you know, is that, just like this powerhouse.
You know, the
just,
interior is going to be so fucking insane. You know, the interior is going to be so good.
You could hit the Great Wall of China and drive through it. Yeah. You probably climb it in that thing.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, maybe 2021's model isn't that good, but 2023's model is amphibious. You know what I mean? Like, it flies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the car, and it just shoots off into the sky.
You're like an anamorph into whatever you want.
Yeah. It talks to you. It's like fucking Knight Rider. But it's Elon's voice.
Where would you like to go tonight, Mr. Sherwood?
Where would you like to go today?
Take me to the Tinas, sir. Yeah.
To the Tinas, please. Fucking drives a Spider-Man car driving over top of stuff.
I would love a cocktail right now.
Traffic's bad, it seems. It just like bounces over top of it, like the, like the Batmobile. Like, imagine just like 20,000 people driving around the Batmobile.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The minute I pull up in my Tesla truck, you're going to be like, man, that thing.
Can I go for a drive?
Like, that guy is so cool. He is so ahead of the curve. So ahead of the curve. I'm a trendsetter. I'm a trendsetter. I'm a social icon.
You're a social icon? You're going to be a roller?
Logan Paul and me are going to fight. Because I'm going to have the first Tesla truck.
You're going to fight him for the Tesla truck?
No, I'm going to fight him. Like, we'll transform our trucks.
Damn.
Yeah, because they're totally Tesla.
Damn, I didn't know you were such a social influencer.
Yeah, I'll just sit there and I'm like, Tesla transform, kill
shit.
Mode.
Check the drip, Karen.
Yeah, check the drip. And the second it transforms, a mustache is going to form right over top of it. It's going to be a picture of my head. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Are you going to paint yours like something cool?
Like my matching colors.
You're going to have a beige Tesla truck?
Beige Tesla truck. No, I don't know if you can paint, like, I don't know if you can assume you can paint them, but I only want a futuristic DeLorean color. I feel like that's the color that they made it for that reason. It's the color of the DeLorean. He's trying to reminisce the fucking DeLorean. That's all it is.
Man, that guy's out of his mind.
I love him. I love him.
Good for him, though.
Yeah, absolute psychopath.
Yo.
I was thinking that because, you know, the more I meet people that are making a lot of money, they're all medicated. Hard. Hard. On like limitless drugs. Like, and you combine enough Addies and Xannies and this and that and that, and you pretty much work on another playing field. And they're all on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of thinking, I was like, could you imagine the mind of one of those guys? Like, no wonder the Epstein Island. Like, I was even watching Gladiator. I just watched Gladiator. I was like, could you, like, the guy in the bad guy in Gladiator, he's all messed up in the head.
Yeah.
Well, of course you would be. You had no idea how to figure out why your brain's not working right, because no one knows or understands. They just put leeches on your brain to fix it.
Yeah.
And now you have unlimited power. And you're like, I just want to, you know what? I have this feeling that I really like shooting escorts with crossbows. Yeah. And it's a fantasy I want to reenact. And then like after like a week of pondering it, you just do it. Like, could you imagine?
And then you got enough money and fucking firepower behind you,
then,
you can get away
with
it.
Back then you just did whatever you wanted.
Oh, but like, going back to Gladiator.
Well, Elon could still do it too. Elon could go to Epstein's Island and be like, I don't want to have sex with him. I just want to shoot him with crossbows. And he'd be like, yeah, make it happen.
Perfect. This one is a 1990 model.
Yeah.
You want to shoot this one?
It's 1990. It's a good year. Low kilometers.
Low mileage.
Low mileage. Very low mileage. Got a brand new engine in her.
Sun-kissed.
New rims.
Hair,
new rims.
Eyes.
New rims.
What do you think Epstein's Island looks like?
Glorious.
It's glorious. Just
I bet you it's just really small. I bet you it's really small. It has like one house and it just has a bed in the middle of it that's just open.
Some eyes wide shut shit.
Yeah, eyes wide shut shit. And you just go there and you hold hands and you know, like when you hold hands, it's kind of like, you know, the hand goes here, then you just like engulf the whole thing because it's a small child.
Yep. And there's like, Jesus loves the Epstein loves the little children.
Two helicopters fly by with a projection screen to play as Frozen.
Yep. Yeah. Let it go.
Yeah, get her in the mood.
Let it go.
I'm going to hell. I can show you the world. Aladdin comes in, you dress up as a genie.
If you whip out your butthole, yes.
It's just Bill Clinton dressed as Aladdin.
Nobody, it's Trudeau. It's Trudeau.
Is he there?
No, I don't. Yeah, he's allegedly in the midst of all that shit. There's some sort of connection between him and Epstein.
Man, I hate that I have a mental picture of just like Bill Clinton dressed up as the genie singing, I can show you the world in my head.
Like Big Willie style, yeah, man. Yeah. Big Willie style.
9-year-old sitting in the thing eating a fucking Lunchable. After we do this, do I get my snack pack?
Dude, they've been doing this for fucking centuries already. It's called Sunday school.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
If I ever want to get into a fucking job that's half credible and they just got to do is pull that thing, I'm going to be Shane Gillis right there.
Boom, done.
Yeah, done. Roasted.
Yeah.
Mic drop. You are bad.
Yeah.
You said gay retard fag and then you talked about pedophilia. You are not allowed to work at McDonald's. No, I ain't even allowed to be near the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, there's a play place there? Sure. What? No.
Oh my god.
There's a Rutgers in the parking lot. Oh,
I regret nothing. I live by the sword, die by the sword. Me and Don. Yeah, me and Don, we'll start a podcast.
Yeah, fuck, man. You know what? We're just saying what everybody's thinking.
Why? I hope something comes out of the Epstein thing.
Yeah, just a little bit. Give me a glimpse of hope.
The guy that was on the Rogan thing, though, was like, it'll never happen. It can't happen because it would shake the world.
Oh, could you imagine?
Like, if you actually think...
Would crumple.
Things would crumple. Like, could you imagine if literally somebody just had... Someone just logging it. Like, that little 9-year-old was just logging every client with a camera. And then, like, a year down the road, was just like, just kidding, and just dropped a folder on it that had, like, obviously... Everyone.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't mean like 4 or 5 people. Like, obviously Clinton fucked kids. Whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Clinton fucked kids. Hillary killed kids. So it doesn't matter. But I mean, like, the list would probably be so long.
Oh my god, man.
Did you see that fucking, speaking of, we're just going down the dark rabbit hole. Did you see that fucking, that meme that I uploaded about the Bill Cosby shirt? It says, so are we frickin' or am I frickin'? It's an old picture of Cosby, like, preaching his thing. I was like, man,
dude, the internet is the best worst thing
if they ever. Don't make the greatest documentary about Bill Cosby, I feel like we were getting robbed. Man, if Cosby does not take this, because he's ruined for the rest of his life, it'll never be better.
No,
the day he's on his deathbed, he needs to spill,
sewer everybody.
He just needs to spill because I think he will. Because he's such a narcissist. I think because he's like Bill Cosby. Like, if you look, I looked into it. Like, he thought he was a god. He really thought he was a god. Because eventually he's like, people are going to not want it. It'd be like serial killers. When they finally are like on their deathbed, like, you know what? This is how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bet you the number is fucking, is sickening. It's sickening how bad the number is. And he's gonna tell, and he will go down in history as the pudding pop bandit for the rest of his life. He will be the terror from the bar.
I put the pill in the pudding, in the pudding, in the pill.
That DJ showed me a video, and it's from his show, and he's talking about his barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce is a special sauce, and it makes everybody sleepy.
Oh,
and it makes him feel funny. Yeah, and he's literally like talking about his barbecue sauce. And he's like, yeah, it makes some girls feel funky. And it's like, he was literally talking about what he does. Like the way he was acting, he was like, yeah, I got that sauce.
He was giving us that with the breadcrumb trail.
Exactly. He was going, like, back to the scene of the crime. Yeah, he was like, I'm going to tell hundreds of thousands of people
that I'm raping. I'm the gingerbread man of grape.
Yeah, my barbecue sauce mix. And he's, and like, literally, you know, after that thing was done, he was like, hey, like, you weren't supposed to talk about the barbecue sauce. It's supposed to be. He's like, shut up. It's the barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce, brother.
Bring that burr in my room right now. Right now.
Listen, baby, you want a hamburger?
Zipping and a zapping and a fucking and a sleeping.
And a whooping and a dooping and
a hot, ooh, big deck.
Slipping in your hooping.
Man, icon. Greatest serial rapist of all time.
God, man.
Legend. Legend.
How do you... I don't understand the mentality of it, though. Like these people are crazy, dude.
He just achieved another level. Literally, like, you look at it and you want to spin it. Like, that's what we all like to do. We like to spin stories. If you think about it, like, all Cosby did was elevate his platform. He's Picton status now.
Yeah.
He's Manson status.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Dahmer.
Yeah,
like, that's bigger than Bill. They're going to talk about Bill Cosby and the Cosby Show, and the kids say the darndest things, and they're like, oh, and by the way, biggest rapist in the world.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, HBO wasn't going to do a documentary on them, on like his like kids say the darndest thing. They would have cast like Denzel, and it would have been all right. Now they're going to cast Sam L.
You think so?
Yeah, well, you got like, it's Denzel, Sam L.
Fuck.
Yeah. Or Morgan. Get Morgan in there.
Oh no.
Come on, man.
Get old Morgan Freeman.
No, you can't do Morgan like
It'd
that.
Be so funny. You know what? Speaking of what movie is actually supposed to be amazing, I watched a bit of it. I'm pirating it because I love doing that. Is the new Mr. Rogers movie.
I was about to say that.
So good. Man, I'm like, oh boy, it tugs. It tugs.
Man, that guy.
The greatest human being to ever exist.
100%.
The greatest human being to ever exist. Like, and like you tried to dig up dirt on him, and this is all you can do is make a story about how great he is.
Yeah. You got nothing. Yeah. Like, that's just the whole.
Did you ever watch that video of him trying to get funding?
Yeah.
Magical. Magical. Yeah. Fucking, like, that. There's not many things that, like, literally, like, make me feel that, like, real sentimental, sad thing.
And just the shit he did on the show, man.
Just listening to him, and, like, because it wasn't. He was literally just talking about what he feels. Mr. Rogers was the greatest human being in the world.
Easily.
One of like top five. Easily. And Tom Hanks did such a good, because I grew up on him.
Every
Mr. Dress Up and Mr. Rogers. Yep. All of the time.
Yep.
And like, that guy just preached he preached the gospel. Yeah. Yeah, preach the gospel. Like, more than any church ever. Like, Mr. Rogers, I wish that I would have remembered what he said. I'd probably be a lawyer.
Buddy. Like,
if I would have just wrote down what Mr. Rogers told me to do with my life.
I probably wouldn't wake up with so much anger in my heart.
I'd just be like, it's a great day in the neighborhood. Something bad happens, you know? You know what?
Like, fuck, man.
It's never too late to just pick yourself up and try again. And it's like, yeah, man. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
He just, that guy just laid it out there for you. And there you go. Here's
are you gonna watch it?
Path. Oh, 100%.
I almost want to go see it in theaters.
Yeah.
I'd go with you. I'd go on a date.
Yeah. Date. Yeah, absolutely.
I got a buddy coming into town tonight and he'd be down to watch it. We should go watch it tonight.
I'm down.
Go lay down in the fancy theater.
Yeah.
No, I was so happy they're doing that. Like, there's actually a lot of, like, I've been getting so into documentaries and stuff like that. What time are we at?
1:12.
Oh, you can go longer if you want.
We got about 3 more minutes left.
Oh, okay, fine. Oh, we're doing 1:15 now?
Yep.
Okay. Fag retard. Okay.
we'll carry this one on for another episode. Thanks for tuning in to another Danger Cats podcast. Remember to follow us at DangerCats69, UncleHag69. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Do all that shit. Podcast69 is your promo code at DangerCatShop.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye, guys. Want to go to that movie?
What time?
I don't know. Later in the night.